This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. For this week's Earth Watch, we will be speaking about the ongoing surveillance facing the Indigenous Environmental Network, and we'd like to welcome our guest, Clayton Thomas Mueller. Clayton, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Clayton Thomas Mueller is a member of the Treaty No. 6 base, Matthias Colum Cree Nation. He is an organizer with 350.org, the co-director of the Indigenous Tar Sands Campaign of the Polaris Institute, and a founder and organizer with Defenders of the Land. He serves on the boards of Black Mesa Water Coalition, the Global Justice Ecology Project, and the Bioneers. He is also a steering committee member of the Tar Sands Solutions Network. He's been recognized as one of the top 30 under 30 activists in the United States and was named Climate Hero of 2009 by Yes Magazine. For the last 12 years, he has campaigned across Canada, Alaska, and the lower 48 states, organizing in hundreds of First Nations, Alaska Native, and Native American communities in support of grassroots Indigenous peoples to defend against the encroachment of the fossil fuel industry. So, Clayton, clearly you've been quite busy and very active on quite a few things, and we have actually hosted you here in Southern California. We hope to have you back sometime soon. So what is this about the ongoing surveillance of the Indigenous Environmental Network and specifically of you?
Well, I think that it's important to understand that, you know, here in Canada, the stakes could not be higher for Indigenous people who have been acting within their jurisdiction to defend their lands and waters from the encroachment of the fossil fuel industry, who, of course, you know, with the current right-wing extremist Harper government has been given unfettered access, you know, to fossil fuel expansion, in particular, you know, in the controversial Alberta tar sands, but also across the country, you know, with the expansion of the fracking industry. But it's not limited just to the energy sector. You know, Canada is experiencing a renaissance in the mining sector. Forestry continues to expand. And essentially, it's about extractive industries. And the neoliberal agenda of the Harper government is directly in conflict and smashing into the Indigenous rights sovereignty movement of this country. You know, First Nations peoples in Canada, as the first people of this land, have, you know, constitutionally protected inherent rights and treaty rights. And there are laws. You know, I mean, heck, Section 35 of the Canadian Constitution guarantees Indigenous peoples the right to hunt, fish, and trap. It protects our treaty rights, you know, which guarantee us, you know, access to our lands, you know, and that lays out a framework of sharing the lands and resources of Canada, you know, with our guests from across the pond, as we say, in an equitable way. But that just hasn't been the case. And, you know, what is happening today, especially in this time of Idle No More, we're seeing the energy sector having a revolving door with Canada's security apparatus. We're seeing the monitoring of Indigenous social movements in this country who are resisting the agenda of the Harper government, who are resisting the agenda of extractive industries in this country.
Yeah, and Clayton Thomas Mueller, recently, I'm sure you've been following somewhat the midterm elections that have happened here in the U.S. And while the GOP conservatives did sweep the Senate, take over the Senate, and increase in the House of Representatives, and I'm raising this because there is clearly an interrelationship between the fossil fuel industry, particularly tar sands in Canada, as well as the United States. But we found that on local levels, on state levels, that progress was made on areas dealing with the environment. For example, counties in California banned fracking, some counties in California. Athens, Ohio also banned fracking. And the Hawaii banned the planting of genetically modified foods. And of course, recently there was the huge march in New York City that also took place around the world, where hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets. So Clayton Thomas Mueller, clearly the environmental movement having an impact. You and the Indigenous Environmental Network First Nations have been at the forefront of bringing some of these issues, especially tar sands, to the attention of the world. So I imagine that that's some of the context now of the heightened surveillance against you.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, going back to the phrase that the stakes couldn't be higher, I mean, the stakes couldn't be higher, you know, for President Obama. I mean, the outcomes of the midterm election, while they've got, I think, many people on the left feeling blue, you know, this is an opportunity more than ever to send the president a clear message that, you know, he cannot approve the carbon bomb Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, I think we might have dropped Clayton Thomas Mueller.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Carry on.
Sorry about that. There's a powerful movement of Lakota people in South Dakota who have sworn that they will not allow the Keystone XL pipeline to be built. And, you know, President Obama has got all the power to, even with the rising up of the Republican Party and the taking back of the Senate, you know, now more than ever, it's in the president's hands to reject the Keystone XL pipeline and to listen to the people and to do the right thing, to think about future generations. So, you know, I think that for sure, you know, 400,000 people marching in the streets of New York City last month, led by Native Americans, First Nations, and communities of color on the front line of the energy and climate justice fight, you know, shows us that there is a significant shift in movement power to those most oppressed. And I think that it's a good thing.
Yeah. And Clayton Thomas Mueller, you know, many of us recall the COINTELPRO operations that happened against militant black movements, you know, the Black Panther Party, where many people were killed, many set up, many still serving time in prison, some in solitary confinement for decades, for example, but also the AIM, the American Indian Movement. And so we know, and of course now with Edward Snowden coming out and the film about Edward Snowden, about the national security state, but certainly those of us in communities of color have been victims, so to speak, of this national security state for quite some time. And it seems as though this operation going on now in Canada against First Nations people and their activism and their activists such as yourself really is a continuation of a tradition of a kind of national security state, particularly targeting communities of color.
Well, it is very concerning because of the fact that, you know, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service has been recently granted more investigative powers. And, you know, with the ongoing agenda by the corporate sector here in Canada and the Harper government, you know, whose policies are being written by the corporate sector, you know, the criminalization of Indigenous descent in this country, makes Indigenous peoples more susceptible to the new investigative powers that the Canadian Security Intelligence Services has been granted. And of course, the Harper government is looking at tabling more policies to grant more investigative powers. And, you know, Canadians and people in the United States who support democracy should be concerned how the concept of national security is being hijacked to promote an energy agenda that promotes economic uncertainty, ecological risk, and, of course, the violation of Indigenous people's rights.
Right. Well, on that note, Clayton Thomas Mueller, we are going to have to leave it there. But really, please keep us posted. And we are hoping also for your continued safety, and that we hopefully will be able to greet you yet again in Southern California. Clayton Thomas Mueller, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Margaret.